Hello, welcome back to our latest edition of West Coast XE. I am your host, Ken Martinez. If you're watching this, please subscribe. It really helps us and supports what we're doing on the West Coast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please follow too. It's also super helpful. In this week's episode, we'll be talking with Coach Albert Kawana about the different sections of California as they are qualifying for the California State Meet. The California State Meet is on Thanksgiving weekend, but there's different CIF sectional meets throughout the state, and we'll talk about what teams have competed and preview sectional meets that are coming up. In the last week, I went to two races. I went to Sacramento for the NCAA Division I West Regional, and then on Saturday, I was in Spokane for the NXR Northwest Regional that qualifies for NXN. Photos from both of meets can be found on our website at westcoastxc.com and also on our Instagram account, which is westcoastxc. I was able to take pictures with two of our awesome photographers when I was in California, Sacramento. Todd Takubo was there. And here is his Instagram account. In Ida's bio, you can check out his amazing photo gallery. He took a lot of great pictures. So if you don't see yourself on my gallery, or you'll see it on Todd's gallery. Same went in Spokane. Russell Moore was there also taking pictures. And so you can go to his Instagram account, which you can see below my chin, and go to his bio and download photos from his account. And so we got you covered for both meets last weekend. Just kind of want to go over some of the things that happened at Sacramento and in Spokane. In the women's race, the two automatic qualifiers were Stanford and Oregon. Boise State, Washington, and Washington State received at-large bids. The individual qualifiers were Logan Hofsey and Jessica Friedland of Gonzaga, Anna Buettner of San Francisco, and Kelly Gaffney of Cal Poly. They are will be headed to Missouri to run in the NCAA championships, which will be held Saturday. On the men's side, Oregon and Cal Baptist University earned automatic qualifiers, and Washington State received an at-large bid. The individual qualifiers included Leo Young of Stanford, Meshach Kuro of Boise State, Jonas Price of Portland, and Evans Tanui of Arizona, and Alex Thompson of Boise State. I do want to give a special shout out to the University of Oregon women's team. Last week's episode, we had Annika Thompson on as she talked about her career at Oregon, her high school career, what she plans to do after Oregon. So if you didn't get a chance to watch last week's episode, Annika is fantastic. She'll be racing this Saturday. We were rooting for Annika. And please check out last week's episode where she talks about life and running and life in Oregon as a runner. So then I flew to Spokane and later on that Friday afternoon and got to the races on Saturday. And it's a kind of a similar format as the NCAA regionals. There are two automatic qualifiers and then there are five individual qualifiers. The West region NCAA has four, although there were five guys that got in the men's side of the NCAAs. Sehom of Washington and Rocky Mountain of Idaho were the automatic qualifiers, and the individual qualifiers were Addison Kegel of Billings Central Catholic out in Montana, Audrey Ormey of Boise. Their team finished third, and they're hoping to get an at-large bid. Nalita Dalgas of North Salem, Cassidy Armstrong of Ballard in Washington, and Sloan Dixon of Linden, also of Washington. They earned individual spots. And I was able to talk to Nalita and Cassidy after the race. Obviously, they were thrilled. And let's hear what they have to say about what happened to them while they're racing in Spokane.
I'm with Nelly Delgas of North Salem and Cassidy Armstrong of Ballard. Fourth and fifth place means you're going to Portland. New course. How'd it go?
It went really well. I think I gave it my all, and I've been pushing myself really hard this season, training super strong and just having more confidence in myself, and I really showed what I'm capable of today.
How about you, Casty?
I was really excited when I walked yesterday and it was flat because I've only been running twice a week and all my training's been on the elliptical. So the elliptical doesn't translate super well to hills, but it translates really well to flat courses. So I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be good. So yeah, I just tried to be super positive going into it, and then yeah, I just kind of went for it. So yeah.
That's so exciting. Congratulations. Headed to Portland in 3 weeks. We'll see you at Portland.
Thank you.
On the boys' side of NXR Northwest, the two automatic qualifiers are both from Portland, Oregon. They're not very far from each other, maybe 4 or 5 miles from each other. Jesuit of Oregon qualified and made it to NXN for the second year in a row. And Lincoln of Oregon, the boys advanced to NXN. The girls have gone a couple years in a row, but now it's the boys' turn. And Cohen Butler won the race from Camas, Washington. Garrett Fott of Crater came in second. Jaden Warner qualified from Warrenton, Oregon. Yusuke Shibata of South Eugene qualified for the fourth spot. And the last spot went to Dylan Roll of Anacortes. And they all get to race in Portland in a little over 2 weeks at NXN. After the race was over, I got a chance to talk to the Lincoln Cardinals, who are, as you can imagine, were thrilled to make it to NXN. Let's talk to them now.
I'm with the Lincoln Cardinals, headed to NXN. How does it feel?
It feels great. It feels so good right now. Yeah, never been done before by a Lincoln team.
By the Lincoln boys, first time ever, huh?
Yep.
Okay, but that was the plan, right?
Yeah, obviously the plan all along. Over summer, we knew we were the underdogs. We knew we were a young team, but we also knew exactly that we were going to come to this day and have this opportunity to make it here. We knew it all along.
You say you're a young team. Who's the senior?
These two. Right here.
Two seniors? You're the senior. Who else?
These two.
These two right here are the seniors.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice way to end your senior year, and then you guys are back.
For sure.
Wow, that's so exciting. So, you've been watching the girls team, but it'll be your turn, huh?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
And you have to fly all the way to Portland, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, congratulations, Lincoln Cardinals!
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to have Coach Albert Kawana on today. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Doing great. Glad to be back on the podcast.
It's championship season in California. It's not quite the state meet. That's another week and a half, but there is sectional races. The state is massive, and so there's some have completed their races. Some are still going to race to get to the state meet. And so I thought, Coach, what we'd do is we'll do a little geography. We'll start from the north and go to the south with the teams, the meets that have already been run, and then we'll do the same thing with the preview. So let's start in the northern section. And also, I want to mention that we're going to be talking about teams that were in the top 10 in the California rankings on November 12th.
Right.
University Prep boys were ranked 10 in Division 5. They raced last, the 12th, which was, I think, Thursday of last week.
Yeah.
At West Valley High. And they finished second to Trinity. Can you explain how the northern section works?
Right. So in the northern section, you only have, you actually have four divisions. They actually have a division six, but in California, there's only five divisions. And each section gets so many entries into the state meet. The maximum is seven. So like the southern section, they can only get seven entries. And we'll go over that in a second. In the northern section, they have divisions three, four, and five. So they get one entry in three. They get two entries in four, and then they get one in five. They run all the divisions together. They run a varsity race for the boys, a varsity race for the girls, and then they peel off the state qualifiers from that race. So unlike other sections that run in divisional races, they have one race and then they'll peel them off there. And as far as I can tell, Trinity would be the qualifier in five. West Valley and Live Oak would be the two qualifiers in four, and Pleasant Valley would be the qualifier in Division Three. And then for the girls, Chico beat Pleasant Valley by 1 point. So I believe they're the qualifier in Division Three. And then University Prep makes it in Division 5, and then West Valley and Yreka would be the Division 4 qualifiers.
And that's the northernest part of the state. You're talking Redding
Correct.
And Eureka and Crescent City and Yreka and that area.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I think the Yreka boys won state a couple of times. You know, Pam Borg was the coach there. And so they've had some really good runners come out of that area.
Yeah. So we're going to go down I-5 and it's in the Sac Joaquin section. There are three teams ranked number one in the state from November 12th. That's Jesuit Boys, which is also ranked very high nationally, Whitney Girls, really good program in the Sacramento area, and the St. Francis Girls are ranked number one in D3, and they raced last weekend in Folsom. What are some highlights from that meet?
Yeah, and for those that are interested, I think that course runs about 30 seconds slower than Woodward Park. So if you look at the times there, they may seem slow, but if you subtract about 30 seconds, it might be more for some runners. Then you could see like, wow, that's a really good section. So in the boys, number 10 Oak Ridge beat Davis 53-65. The individual winner was Elias Tronson of Davis. He's a sophomore, super impressive. I mean, he's going to be up there in Division One. He's had a great season. And the girls, Davis was ranked fifth with Oak Ridge seventh, and Davis ran really well. They're going to be, I think they're definitely a top five team in the state. And somebody mentioned on my blog that might have been the second or third fastest team time they've ever run on that course.
Okay.
Avery Woke, of Davis was the winner. She ran 17:53, and then Ellison Williams of Turlock was second in 18:05.
So I include Ellison Williams. I called her Ellie at Woodbridge. She dominated a race, and I asked her, when will I see her again? She said at the state meet. So there she is on her way.
Yeah. And then, you know, if we go to Division Two, Jesuit's been the number one ranked team in California. I think if you look at the national rankings, they've been number two. I think NIWAT, I think they're the clear favorite. I mean, they're just loaded. But Jesuit scored 24 points. And then the number three ranked team in Division Two is Vacaville, and they got second behind Jesuit. So that's going to be super interesting at state. Cooper Stream of Vacaville was the individual winner. He ran 15:25. And then for the girls, Whitney, they're the number one ranked team in the state in Division Two. They won. They scored, looks like 48 points. And then Brenna Mannion, she's committed to Cal Poly. She won in 17:52 in the Division Two race.
Yeah, the, you know, Vacaville boys, I mean, I don't know how deep that race is in that section, but that's pretty close to Jesuit.
Yeah,
52 to 24.
Yeah, they're really tough, and they've had some, you know, I think they're strong on both sides, boys and girls, and their boys have definitely been good. Cooper Stream, I can't remember his brother's name, but his brother graduated last year.
Right.
Cooper is a junior now, but he was like, you know, an elite runner as a sophomore.
Yeah.
I think Jackson Stream.
Jackson Stream. Then the Trubbies, right? Is that how you say it?
The Trubbies, I guess.
The Trubbies. Yeah. The Troubadours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of St. Francis.
Right. So now it's interesting that I believe Davis, Oak Ridge, Whitney, and St. Francis are all in the same league. And so you have the number one ranked Division III team, St. Francis. They got fourth in their league, and they're ranked number one in the state in their
wow.
division. So pretty impressive. You know, Oak Ridge, you know, their boys won, their girls got second. They're in a really tough league, but they're equally, you know, impressive. But St. Francis won, they scored 43 points. And then Alyssa Gutierrez, super freshman, she won with 17:54. So she's really impressive, and she'll lead the way at the state meet for them.
Yeah, and so that is the Sac Joaquin section. That's the area of Sacramento, Stockton, Tracy, Folsom, all the way to Vacaville, the I-80 corridor and a little bit of
yeah.
I-5. And then we're going to go south, sort of southwest, to Crystal Springs Park out in Belmont. And we were talking before we started recording, California is getting some pretty intense weather. You told me that Crystal Springs was spared of the bad weather.
I believe Southern Section had rain, San Diego Section had rain, Northern Section had rain. The Crystal Springs course, it got rained on, I think, on Thursday, but had a couple of days to dry out. There was a couple of spotty parts, but nothing bad. And actually, the course runs really fast after a little rain, and so it was a great meet. So there are some sections like the Norco section, they run the exact same time schedule as the state meet. And the Crystal Springs course, I think this is more because it's in a neighborhood, and they just want to make sure that cars are in and out. They run all the divisions together. So this year it happened to be that Division One went first, and then they went Division Two, Three, Four, and Five. And you know, like I did a preview of the meet, and I thought the most competitive race of the day was going to be the first one, which was going to be Menlo Atherton against Bellarmine.
It was very close.
So Bellarmine is ranked, they were ranked sixth in the state. Menlo Atherton was ranked seventh. It was 51 to 55, super close. Individual winner, Steven Zeebird, he won. But the first MA runner was right behind them. And so this is where, you know, I rank teams, I do rankings, I do previews. Sometimes it's really difficult. Menlo Atherton, one of their runners, got hurt about a month ago, Evan Chopra. He was, I believe, their third man. He ran JV at their league final. And then at the CCS meet, he ran 15:18. So, you know, I try to stay, you know, in tune and know, you know, who's like running, who's not, and all that. But obviously, he made a huge difference for them. And I believe their fifth runner went down, skinned his knee in the beginning. They didn't call the race back, and he had to kind of battle his way back. So it was a great meet. The only thing I'll say is Bellarmine last year lost to Mountain View at CCS and then got second at state.
Did.
And you know, they lost to MA this year, and their coach Patrick McChrystal has been there since 1989. He ran for Walt Lang at Jesuit, and he does a great job, and his guys will be ready to go at
Right.
state. And you know, so that should be super exciting. I think both those teams are going to do well at the state meet.
That's cool. Los Altos is a team that made a NXN a few years ago. It looks like they had a good day.
Los Altos, they won the section. They scored 52. I believe they had the second fast time of the day behind another team we'll mention in a second. And then Daniela Quadros of Carmont, she was the individual winner, ran 17:49. I was reading an article in the newspaper. She went to a local middle school, and she said she's been running the Crystal Springs course for I believe 6 years. So, and this might have been one of this might have been the first time she's ever won a race on that course, and
That's
good
cool.
time to do it.
What else did you see at the CCS?
So the Mountain View boys, they dominated. Before the season started, you know, those of you that follow like Tully runners, they had Mountain View, I think, ranked top 20 in the nation. Unfortunately, they lost one of their top runners to an injury, so he hasn't run in a while. But they ranked seventh in the state, and did really well. They'll be competitive at state. Elijah Murillo of Branham was the individual winner, 14:52. Hank Lawson, who keeps the all the records on the Crystal Springs course, you know, any boy who breaks 15 minutes will get on that list. So there was a
Nice.
couple of guys that got on that list on Saturday. The fastest girls team was the St. Francis Mountain View girls. They scored 45, and then Amaya Bharadwaj of Palo Alto just missed breaking 17 minutes.
Fast.
So I know that, I believe that's got to be in the top 10 fastest time on that course. So she ran 17:01.4. She was you could tell she was really disappointed. She wanted to break 17 so bad. I think she ran 17:05 earlier this year, so I'm sure she's like, you know, definitely shooting for that. But you know, but she'll definitely be up there at state. So she'll And then let's see, Division Three, Willow Glen SI, great battle. Willow Glen won that one. In four, Scotts Valley Girls won. Super close battle with Aptos.
Yeah.
And then in Division Five, the Menlo Boys.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
I've noticed that like in certain sections there are like divisions that are really strong. Is the CCS particularly strong in Division 5?
A few years ago, I think we had two teams qualified to state. I can't remember if it was boys and girls, but definitely. So for a few years, CCS stayed with the 500 limit in population for the schools, and a few years ago they adjusted the divisions. They went up to 600, which is what you get at the state meet, and then teams like Menlo, King's Academy, and there were other teams that joined Division Five, and yeah, not you know like. The girls' race was somewhat competitive, but the boys' race was definitely super competitive. And I think, all those teams will have a shot to finish pretty well at state. Well, so Menlo ended up winning. And as you know, Menlo was the state champ last year in Division Five. They made NXN. Ryan Fitzpatrick of Nueva won. He went 14:53.
That's fast.
And yeah, so he'll be up there. And then Crystal Springs Uplands, they won Division Five in the girls and had the third fastest team time of the day behind St. Francis and Los Altos.
Wow, so the Division 5 Crystal Springs Uplands had the third fastest time no matter what division. That's pretty
Right.
awesome.
Yeah, and I mean last year Menlo set the Crystal Springs course record for the boys at the CCS meet.
Wow.
It might have been Ken Reeves that said it, but he said, there's a state championship team at every school, and you just
Yeah.
got to get those kids out for your team, and so there's talent everywhere.
There is talent everywhere. So, Coach, we're going to get on our airplane. We're going to skip over a good chunk of California and land at Balboa Park, in the famed Balboa Park in San Diego, for a rainy Southern San Diego section that happened last Saturday. What are some teams and athletes that stood out to you?
Right. So Jalen Williams of East Lake, she won Division One, fast time of the day for girls. She ran 16:42. If people remember, she was state champ in the 3200 when she was a
Yeah.
sophomore. She ran, I believe she ran sub 10 minutes. Super talented runner. She'll be definitely a contender for an NXN
Yeah.
individual spot.
Yeah. Last year at this time, she was struggling with injury and illness. Well, had her wisdom teeth pulled out. And so now she's back. We're at 1642. She's back. She's ready to go.
So she, super competitive. Division two, Mount Carmel was the winner. They're ranked 10th in state. They beat Scripps Ranch for 42-45. The girls, so it's interesting. There was three teams that are ranked in the top 10 in the state,
Right.
and the lowest ranked team is the one that won. So
Yes.
10 ranked Point Loma won over number 9 Scripps Ranch and over number 4 Mount Carmel. And then
Yeah.
Isabella Mayer of Mount Carmel was the individual winner with 17:25.
Right. A bit of an upset alert there. Yeah.
And then Cathedral Catholic girls, they're ranked, this is Division 3 girls, they're number 6 ranked in the state, and they won. And then Harper Diaz of Santana won in 17:37 there. And then the in Division Four, so Sage Creek was a double winner in boys and girls. And interesting, the coach at Sage Creek is Jason Jacobson. So he ran at Mills, which is local here, and I that was actually my rival school when I went to high school. He coached, I believe, 18 years at Santa Fe High School. He won a state championship there with his boys in Division Four. He coached in Oregon for 4 years. He coached at Blanchet Catholic and Sio High School,
Yeah, that's right,
and he's
Oregon.
been and he's been at Sage Creek for 5 years and done a great job. His boys are ranked 4th in state, They beat number eight Crawford. Josiah Bauman of Sage Creek won in 1452. And for those of you that remember Josiah, he's an excellent 800 runner on
Yes,
track.
excellent. Yes, he broke 15. That's pretty fast.
Yeah. So, and then the girls, number three in the state, they won with 35 points over La Jolla, which is ranked number 10. And Kiara Daly, another NXN contender, she ran 17:10.
Yeah, so the San Diego kids will be coming up to Fresno in a couple weeks. They've got their race in. And now, coach, we go back up north because there are three bigger sections that have yet to race, including this Saturday at the North Coast section at Hayward. And I talked to our friend Todd Takubo, who last year sent me pictures of a mud fest.
Oh, yeah.
So they did change the course to maybe help a little bit, but it has rained quite a bit there. So I don't know if that has enough time to dry out or if you guys getting more rain this week?
I think there's supposed to be some rain, and it doesn't dry very well,
Yeah.
and it seems, I think there was a couple of years where it was like every other year it would just rain, and it's amazing how CCS, like, we've never had like rain on CCS day, and a week later it's like a pattern. And but I think they're gonna get lucky this year. It might rain a little bit during the week, but I think it'll be fine. It will not be like last year. Last year was terrible. I mean, it was,
Yeah.
kids were running in like half a foot of mud. I mean, it was, and the times, and you had all sorts of upsets. But this is the 21st year that it'll be at Hayward High School. We actually used to be in NCS, and they used to have a rotation. They would have two meets at Hayward, and then the third one would be at Ukiah. But the person that ran the course at Ukiah, I don't know if he retired or moved on. And
That's a long ways. That's like really
yeah,
far away.
and it was a really tough
Yeah.
course. Yeah, it was a tough course.
My gosh.
So Hayward, they've done a great job. They've hosted it for its 21st year in a row. The course was altered slightly, I think about 2016. They redid the track, so they don't go on the track anymore. And I, like you mentioned, I think they've adjusted a couple of areas just in case that it's rainy and muddy. So the course is somewhat similar. But it's a great course, very fair, and you could see the kids quite a bit. As cross country fans, parents, they realize like, wow, usually I can sit, watch a basketball game, and cross country, I gotta move. Like, I
Yeah.
gotta run if I want to see my kid race.
Right. So in the NCS section, the two things I like to like point out as you'll talk about is we get to see the number one ranked D3 team, Compolindo, who has a shot at making NXN when they go to Fresno. And then this is what I was talking about in the CCS, lots of D5 teams in the boys and
Yeah.
girls in the North Coast section. So tell us about that section on Saturday.
Right. So Division One, and I believe you've been at his meet before, Chris Williams at Dublin.
Yes.
Over the last year, he's been dealing with some health issues, but he continues to coach, and he's been super courageous and
Yeah.
great guy. And his boys, they heavily favored to win Division One. In Division Two, the Granada boys, they qualified for NXN, I believe it was like 3 years ago. They're
Right.
super strong. They have a really strong pack. They should win Division Two boys. Redwood girls are favored in Division Two. In the Division Three, Campolindo, they should win. I think the only drama would be if they can. The scoring record for Division Three is 28 points. Campolindo and a Maria Carrillo team both scored 28 in previous meets. So, but they're super strong, and they have like seven really strong runners. And Maria Carrillo is ranked in the top 10, so they'll be competitive with them. And then Tamil Pius should give Maria Carrillo a run also. In Division Three girls, Norgate and Campolindo have been kind of battling back and forth over the last 2 years. They're in the same league. And Campolindo won league last year, but Norgate got him at section. This year, Campolindo got him at league. and Northgate beat them the first two league meets, and so now it should be interesting. It's competitive. Division four boys, St. Mary's are the favorites. Division four girls, Archie Williams are the favorites, and I think they're ranked second in the state.
I saw them at Clovis, coach, and they were missing one of their better runners, and they still ran great.
Right. And she's back, and she ran 18 minutes at her league meet. So and her teammate Brooke Lee has been running super well. So they're a really strong team. In Division three, no, Division four at state, you have Jay Sarah, you have Archie Williams, and Sage Creek. That should be a great battle at
Yeah, it'd be
state.
fantastic.
And then Division five, let's see. So the boys, University will be the favorite. And I think the Convent and Stuart Hall and Healdsburg will battle it out for a second. And the girls, this is going to be super interesting.
Yeah, it's loaded.
So you can tell how strong a team is by, so for example, like in CCS, in Division Five, they get four entries for boys and girls. So that means that they've done well at state and they get more entries to the state meet. So in Division Five, in NCS, I believe boys get four and girls get five,
Oh, wow.
and so you
That seems
have
fair. There's a lot of really good girls teams in this, right?
right. And there was I can't remember how many years ago, but I think NCS got seven entries, which is the max entries you can get in Division Five, in either the boys or girls in Division Five. But university's the favorite. Branson's defending state champion. They have three really strong runners. Lycoming has three really strong runners. You have Athenian and College Prep are good. Convent and Stuart Hall and Sonoma Academy. They've done really well, and you know they have potential to break into the top three and do really well. It's gonna come down to. Everybody has those strong runners up front, and it's the runners in the 20-minute, 21-minute range who's going to beat who. And so it could be super close.
That'll be awesome. Yeah, lots of teams. I have, how many do we have? Five girls teams ranked, one, two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's half the Division Five girls teams are in this one section.
Yeah.
All right, that'll be fun. We'll see if the course holds, and then we'll head over to Fresno in the central section. This has a couple intriguing stories because you have two number one teams in the state, Emmanuel Girls and, of course, the Buchanan Girls, who knows so much about us. Tell us a little bit about the central section.
Right. So in Division One, you have Clovis North. They're ranked eighth in the state. And Connor Lott is their lead runner,
Right.
defending state champ at 1600, defending state champ in cross country Division One. Buchanan Girls, they're ranked number one in Division One. I think they finished behind Jay Sarah in a couple of races. So they're definitely NXN contenders. In Division Two, you have Matilda Torres, boys. They're ranked fifth in the state. And then in Division Five, you have the Emmanuel girls. They've been ranked number one in the state all year. They finished second at state in the last 2 years. And you know, we'll see how they do it on, you know, I'm sure it's an advantage being able to run at the Woodward Park course and getting a chance to, you know, where you really learn how to run that course, you know, well.
I want to give a shout out to Clovis North Boys and Emmanuel Girls. Both are coached by teammates of mine at Fresno State. Jason Lanau was a teammate of mine, and Dave Lehrman of Emmanuel. Are my teammates, and so I'm my camera will take pictures of everybody, so I'm not but I'm very excited for those coaches there, so that'll be fun, and that'll be on Thursday. It's coming up before the other races, and so they have a couple more days of rest. Then we mentioned this earlier. A lot of teams sent me their stories of the Mount SAC prelims. They ran the rain course, and boy, was it raining. You could see the rain bouncing off the pavement. They had to run on pavement because half the course would stick on your shoe if you decided to run on the dirt. And of course, it's the largest section. And I talked about the NCS Division Five. They have a little bit of that going for them in D1 and D3, D4, and boys D5. They have a lot of teams that are potential podium.
Yeah, it's Division One is just going to be a war. You have Beckman, you have San Clemente, you have MiraCosta, you have Redondo Union, Crescenta Valley, and Trabuco Hills, all ranked in the top 10. I believe they ran four races, so not everybody ran against each other, and
Yeah.
everybody's trying to qualify. And then in the girls, you have these are top 10 ranked teams. You have MiraCosta, Santiago Corona, Trabuco Hills, Great Oaks, San Clemente, and Beckman. So it's just going to be, and what could happen is there might be a team that I've seen it before. I think Saugus 1 year, they were the seventh ranked team. They finished seventh at the Southern Section and then finished second at state. So these teams are so close, and it's going to be who's going to be able to run well at the state meet. I mean, I'm sure everybody's trying to win a section title, but you're
Sure.
also trying to qualify. I think
Right, it's
that's the
tricky.
thing. And
Yeah,
so,
you put a banner up in your gym. That's pretty cool. Say you have Southern Section champion, but if you're a team that's thinking about going to NXN, you got to figure out how to like conserve yourself too at the same time.
And then Division Two, I think one of the NXN contenders is going to be Woodbridge
Yeah.
also. So we already mentioned Jesuit and Vacaville. So Woodbridge, I think, is in there somewhere. They might
Sure.
they're, right now they're number two in the state. Dos Pueblos is number four. Heart is six, and Lucerna they're eight. And then in the girls, Westlake is ranked second. Murrieta Valley's ranked th third. Claremont's ranked sixth, and Saugus is ranked eight. And then Division Three. I think, well, let's go with the boys first. So we have West Torrance, West Ranch, Palos Verdes, Oak Park, Agoura, and St. John Bosco, all ranked in the top 10. Should be a great
That's a
battle.
lot, yeah.
When you look at the Southern Section, divisions one, two, three, and four, they all get seven teams into state. In Division Five, both boys and girls get six. So, there's going to be some teams that are going to be eliminated who, could potentially have done really well at state, but
Yeah.
that's the division, that's the section you're in. And the girls, Santa Margarita, Oak Park, El Toro, Yorba
Yorba
Linda,
Linda, yeah.
San Marcos, and Palos Verdes.
Yeah.
I believe Division Three girls, it's super competitive.
It is.
Like last year, Division Five girls at state was, I think, the deepest it's ever been. So this might be the case for Division Three girls this year.
Yeah.
And let's see, Division Four,
Really, really
great
stacked.
battle.
Yeah, and the boys really
Yeah.
stacked, yeah.
Right. So obviously, Jay Sarah is, outstanding program. We'll talk about their girls in a second, but their boys are really good, ranked second in state, although they're ranked behind Foothill Tech, which is number one in the state. We also have Harvard, Westlake, Oaks Christian, La Cañada, and Big Bear and Chaminade. So all those teams vying for those seven spots.
Yeah.
And then in the girls, Jay Sarah, number one. I think maybe they're what, number two in the nation? So they're number one in California, number two in the nation. Laguna Beach, number four, Oaks Christian, Harvard, Westlake, Big Bear, they're all ranked in there.
Right. JCR, I mentioned this earlier, is one of those teams where somebody doesn't run well, it they can withstand that. So
Sure. That's six and seven. Really important part
yeah,
of your team.
they're right there. Yeah, they're right there and help out.
Yeah, and I think, that's one thing Doug Soles has mentioned is, you got to have, your six, seven runners have to be able to be good enough to be able, if one of those top five has a bad race, those guys should be good enough to step in and continue seamlessly for that team.
Right.
So Division Five, Viewpoint, last year they finished second in state. Behind Menlo, they've been missing a couple of runners. I don't know if they're going to be back at the state meet, but I think the top three teams in Division Five boys are University, Viewpoint, and Menlo. I think those are the
Okay.
top three teams, so that should be interesting. Ontario Christian, St. Margaret's, Flint Ridge Prep, and Desert Christian, those are all top-ranked teams in the state. And then for girls, you have St. Margaret's and Thatcher are the top ranked, top 10 ranked teams in the state in Division 5.
Well, Coach, we did it. All the major sections. So I want to send out apologies to, is it San Francisco, City of San Francisco, LA City, Oakland?
Right.
We didn't get everybody there, but these are the teams that are ranked in the latest poll, and done on November 12th. Maybe they'll have a new one out tomorrow or something after the regions. But and then they head to Fresno, rain or shine. I don't know if you guys are going to continue to get rain, but
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to rain a couple of times this week, but it's okay. It'll be fine. You know,
okay.
I think, other states, whatever we're getting, they would call that a good day. So we can't be complaining if
No, it's what you need. Yeah, it's definitely what you need for the hillsides and such. So,
yeah.
yeah. So I'm happy that you guys are getting rain. And so, and I'd love to have you on next week. I want to do like who are our podium teams next week,
Sure.
and some of the top runners in each division once we know who has made it.
Right. And I think, I also after the section meets, it'll become a little more clear on who the real favorites are. So in California, top three teams get to podium, top 10 individuals get to podium at state. We could talk about like the NXN contenders. I
Yeah.
think boys, right now, I mean, we're gonna find out. They're gonna merge all the divisions at state, and then we're gonna find out, what two teams automatically make it. It's super interesting this year. You have, I think, the Florida. They're having the state meet on
Right.
the same day as their
Yeah.
NXN qualifying race. So those at large berths are. I believe there are two, or is it
There's
two or
four.
four? Four. So there's four, but it's going to be interesting where they're going to be coming from. And then you have
The Southwest is going to be Saturday,
yeah.
and that's big. I mean, they've really become the, it was a few years ago, it was up in Minnesota. I don't know if that's called the Heartland or something like that. A lot of those
Sure.
Wisconsin, Minnesota schools are super good, right? And they still are good, but lately, in the last 4 or 5 years, that Southwest section is pretty
Yeah.
tough.
Because, I mean, you have Niwot, you have Harriman, you have American Fork. I know there's a couple other teams in
Lone
contention,
Peak, there's
but
all these schools, yeah.
yeah.
La
So
Colorada schools, yeah.
whichever of those two teams finish first, it's got to be like, whoever that third team, that's an automatic at large bid. So there's one gone. Baylen Jesuit in Florida, that could potentially be another one.
Yeah.
So I don't know where the at large bids are going to come from. It's going to be super interesting this year.
Right. And if there's any like highly ranked team that finishes second and the third place team is close,
Yeah.
that'll be interesting too. So we'll see what happens. We won't know until the California State meet, because that is
Right.
the
The
last
last one.
one. And so they will at that night, people may be getting phone calls. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's super exciting. It's a weird meet, California, because I one of the teams last year won a race and they're super excited. But then when the merge happened, it didn't work
Yeah.
out for them. It's just a weird experience. We're like, hey, we're state champions, and they're
Yeah.
super excited, but also kind of favored to go to NXN. But then the merge happens,
Right.
and the Division 5 race was really fast, which you didn't really expect.
Yeah.
And then they get bumped out. And so it's kind of a, it's just, you don't know until the end of
Yeah.
the day.
And what time you race, I think we've been pretty lucky as far as weather, but it's definitely a big factor if you race at 8:30 in the morning or you race at 1:30 in the afternoon if it warms up. So, when Herman Fernandez broke the course record, the former course record now, but he was the last race of the day and it was warm. So to think what he did in that weather with no super shoes, it'd be
Incredible.
interesting what he could do now.
Well, Coach, we look forward to hearing from you next week, and we'll check out all the results from California, and we'll do this again next week. Thanks a lot, Coach.
All righty.
Coach Albert Kawana for coming on and going through the different sections of California. It's a massive state with lots of great runners, and they will be, some have already raced for spots at the state meet. Others will be racing in the next few days at the end of the week. And then they will all be in Fresno on Saturday after Thanksgiving. This weekend, it's pretty quiet for us in the Pacific Northwest. We just had our regional meet, and then we'll have NXN in 2 weeks. But in California, Tatakubo will be at the North Coast section at Hayward High School, and he'll take pictures there, and he'll have a gallery for you guys after the meet is over. And I know California's gone through a lot of rain. Last year, Hayward was pretty muddy and pretty messy. It's rained quite a bit in California. We'll see how that new course holds up as they have a new course. Check out his photos. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, the NCAA West Regional and the NXR Northwest Regional, those photos are up on our website at West Coast XC. Well, good luck to all the California athletes trying to qualify for the state meet, and also good luck to the West Coast athletes competing at the NCAA Division I Championship in Missouri. And we will keep tabs on all of that and watch them race. Until next time, remember, the West Coast is the best coast. See you next time.